Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose Columbo with Columbo Chronicles Live. This is Chronicle number 17. Chronicle number 17 is Jihad by Civil Unrest, Enemies Within and Without. So welcome, everyone around the world who's listening or will listen on the taped archived files. You can always come back to Blog Talk Radio /Columbo Chronicles and listen to each archived radio show on various topics. And it's a beautiful day. It's July 15th. It's 9 in the morning on the West Coast and noon on the East Coast, where they should be relaxing and having lunch or snacking today or a brunch with their friends and loved ones. Or if you're alone, hey, you're in the right place at the right time. And we can stimulate your brain. Everything said on Columbo Chronicles is not intended to be legal, medical, financial, or political advice, but a dissemination of information for educational and entertainment purposes only. So always do your own homework, your own research, and come to your own conclusions. So let's get started. And by the way, be sure to tune in every Wednesday from 9 p.m. It's the evening show. 9 p.m. to, no, wrong again. It's 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays when we have very special guests lined up for you on a myriad of topics. And I'm sure there's a topic you'll be interested in. And they're guests from around the world, and they're authors and professionals, leaders, and experts. So let's get started with A Jihad by Civil Unrest, Enemies Within and Without, right after this important message. I'll be back in just a moment, so don't touch that dial.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion? Not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back. You're listening to The Rose, and it's Chronicles number 17, Jihad by Civil Unrest, Enemies Within and Without. Do you think that jihad only refers to killing all infidels, non-Muslims? It does, and it does not. The definition of jihad is defined by the Arabic modern-day dictionary as follows: used for struggle, used for causes both religious and secular, defined in Arabic as fight, battle, jihad, and holy war. in Pakistan, they have a University of Holy War, and they're quoted in the newspapers, which I do have copies, that upon graduation, graduated and trained to kill all infidels. It is definitely a struggle to impose Sharia law on the world, especially Western civilization, through fighting, doing battle, committing jihad, which could include beheading, rape, torture, mutilation, and more. Conquering by infiltration, invasion, overpopulation, and domination of all the world. The passionate radicalized Muslims are at battle against the world, against anyone who refuses to comply. This is why radicals are prohibited from becoming citizens in Western civilization. This is why they must be vetted when you're talking about Christian refugees and refugees fleeing their countries from persecution to get away from tyrannical Muslim Brotherhood nations or from communist, dictatorial, dangerous nations into free Western civilization where they can be safe. There is a difference between a Christian refugee, a refugee, versus an illegal foreign enemy invader. And when you have millions of radicalized foreign enemy invaders who are fake Christian refugees and fake Christians coming into America, you are inviting the enemy into Europe, America, South America, Mexico, and Canada. So, good luck. So, this is why radicals are prohibited from becoming citizens in Western civilization. They can't succeed in modern times without assistance from the government and government personnel within the free Western civilized nations paid by the citizens' taxpayers. The radicals can only succeed by slipping into office a non-vetted man whose background, for example, reflects his love and passion, where he has lived over in those Muslim nations, studied in those Muslim nations, and favors those Muslim nations with deep passion in any of those 57 Muslim Brotherhood nations where he is indoctrinated into their ideologies. And infiltrates into our government and is slipped into our government by, let's say, the Democrats, for example, who look the other way, and maybe they took bribes for votes, maybe they made backroom deals, maybe they're allowed to engage in insider trading, maybe they're allowed to change bid contracts into no-bid contracts for their own families so they can become a family dynasty of wealth. So there's lots of things going on behind the scenes regular average masses have no clue about and may never know about. The infiltrator appoints those willing to sell out their country, and he appoints his own people into positions of power. Thus, it appears we have jihad from within Western civilized nations and governments who are assisting foreign enemies who infiltrate, invade for overpopulation, domination of Western civilization, and the goal is domination over the entire world. So that's where we're at. So let's take a look at jihad by civil unrest. Let me explain first that under the Clinton, Bush, and Obama regime, there is a presidential directive that directs DHS, FEMA, to take over the entire government, including the federal government, including the United States Congress, which is the one body that should have authority over the U.S. during a natural disaster, a pandemic, or civil unrest. But they have, under this presidential order, which I believe is unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful, just like Obamacare, as I was the first one to post Obamacare is unconstitutional and illegal. And just recently, Schumer is online saying it is illegal, which was rather shocking. I'm glad he came to his senses. And it's not about health care at all. It's about having an imaginary gun to your head and forcing you not only to pay up for services that can be denied, which means they are death panels to America, death to America in a very sophisticated way that the Americans wouldn't understand when it was presented to them unread, because Nancy Pelosi said that you had to rubber stamp and approve in order to find out what was in it. What was in it is a lot of gibberish that punishes Americans, basically, and favors the Muslims and the gays and exempts the Muslims, the gays, and the Congress and the White House and the justices and the donors and the bundlers and the Sioux Union from having to pay up or from having to be punished or having to sign up. So it also includes that the American people must pick up the tab for the millions of Muslims that Obama and Hillary Clinton and Kerry and the Democrats approved of migrating into the USA from Palestine, who are linked and hooked up with Hamas, a terrorist organization who later joined up with ISIS. And that was signed on or about, that unconstitutional executive order was signed on or about January 27, 2009, in secret, so the American people didn't have any idea of this jihad by migration into the USA. And why would they migrate millions of Muslims into the USA who were not refugees in 2009, who actually believe and have passion for their Sharia law and would not be coming to America to assimilate or to uphold, defend, and preserve and pledge their allegiance to the U.S. Constitution? Those are called foreign enemies under our Constitution and an act of war against America. So there's a myriad of jihads, and they aren't just to kill the Americans. They are used in a myriad of different ways, and it is very, very genius. So today it's jihad by civil unrest, and doesn't look good for Western civilization when your own government is not protecting Western civilization.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up, because now we're going to discuss this. And this particular information was by Max Slavo, who originally was published by Jeremy Johnston at TessPenningtonNutrition.com. And it's pretty accurate, so I wanted to share it with you. The end state, 5 triggering events that would place the United States under martial law. Now, the presidential directive I was speaking of that is approved by the Clintons and the Bushes and Obamas, those 3 family dynasties who became very wealthy while they were in public office, and all of these events between Saudi Arabia and Iran and Qatar and Syria and Iraq and Iran began under their reigns, starting with the OKC, mad cow disease, anthrax, contaminated food, the aliens, the UFOs, if you recall, back in the 90s. And the Clintons go back further than that. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton go back to their college years when Clinton said he would not fight for this country, and he fled the country and he became a rogue scholar, and he ended up at Oxford and fled, and then later on there were reports of alleged two girls who were raped, and that were kept quiet. And then he ended up fleeing to the communist nations after he promised a colonel, as the story goes, to return to the USA and sign up, but he did not. He fled while our American soldiers were dying over in Vietnam. So you elected him not just once, but you elected him not only in Arkansas, where there were complaints of his and allegations of his raping women and his adulterous lifestyle. And then we learned later about Orgy Island, of him and Hillary visiting Orgy Island. And on the Lolita Express, and then, of course, there was MENA Airport and the transporting of drugs, which was documented in the Clinton Chronicles. But all of that, the American people ignored all of it and voted for the Clintons for 8 more years in the White House when universal health care became the issue, which was Hillary Clinton's baby, passed on to Obama as Obamacare. So they're just passing the baton on to each other, and it appears that the Clintons were positive, along with the New World Order and the Democrats and the DNC, that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were going to be passed the baton back to them to finish the job. Finishing the job is the New World Order agendas. So back to the presidential directive, that is a secret that I suddenly came across in 2009 online on their website, which was shocking to me, and I posted it in 2009, but that got scrubbed, that the presidential directive speaks to DHS becoming the shadow government, the secret government, should the president, and why would they even be planning this, call out civil unrest, black-white tension, when there was none at the time, and or they call out a pandemic. And so then we had Obama calling out a pandemic in 2009, but we, the patriots, were warning Americans about the chemical-laden vaccinations with no long-term studies, and he attempted to force every American to be vaccinated or be punished and either be fined $1,000 or go to jail up to a year or both. Now, I don't know where everybody's heads were at the time who live in America, but those patriots who were awake, thank you for waking up the rest of the country. Because during the 70s, when TV, mainstream media, was promoting the swine flu vaccination, it ended up, as well as the Gardasil vaccination, it ended up with people either becoming paralyzed or ending up chronically ill or dying. So you have to be careful and do your homework and do your own research, because if under that presidential directive, if it is not nullified, it means that if a president calls out a pandemic, as they're letting in more and more millions of foreigners without vetting their health care, with diseases to enter into Western civilization, and there's an airborne communicable disease, millions of people could die. And in that case, they would, under the presidential directive, they could call out martial law, quarantine people, remove you from your homes, take you to, FEMA camps, put you on FEMA trains, I think people who are plotting all of these things should be put on the FEMA trains and taken to the FEMA camps where they can meditate on their sins against humanity. So, let's move on to jihad by civil unrest. This article says we saw on September 7, 2016, 2 days before the North Korean nuclear test, the corporation based in California that monitors North Korean missile launches and nuclear testing was hacked into. A DOS, denial of service, was placed into their computer systems, preventing them from uploading satellite feeds and photos, that would have enabled them to monitor the North Korean launch. That corporation is the Project on Crowdsourced Satellite Imagery. You can read more about this in the article DOS, D-O-S, Attack Crashes Website Monitoring North Korea's Nuclear Test Site by Eric Niller, N-I-I-L-E-R, of Wired.com. If other governments can crash our internet and servers, do you think that it is possible that the United States government, as directed by the former Obama administration, which many are still staunch Obama supporters, pushing his agendas and Hillary's agendas, can do it on its own? When that occurs, cell phones will go down, the computers will go down, the financial markets will be in turmoil and cease trading. ATMs and bank cards will be rendered useless. Transportation, inventory, shipping, and deliveries will all be thrown into a turmoil and come to a complete halt. For an excellent description of this, read Max Slavo's, S-L-A-V-O, article from S like Sam, H like Harry, T like Tom, and F like Frank, shtfplan.com, entitled, When the Trucking Stops. So when you see the trucking stop, you know we're in trouble. And that shows how vulnerable our nation's supply lines are. Bottom line, if all of this goes down as a result of a cyber attack, martial law will immediately follow, because there will be turmoil and crisis and chaos. And what have they been creating since the Clinton administration, starting in Arkansas and America? Nothing but chaos and crisis and scandals and suspicious murders and suicides and continuing into this day and into this year, 2017, without any of them being held accountable for anything. So that's pretty deep, and that's why they call it the deep state. So it's pretty difficult for people to shoot themselves in the back, not once, but twice. I mean, then walk to a park thereafter to die with no dirt on your shoes. But they do it, and they report it as a suicide. So there you have it, and nobody's going to do anything about it. Unforeseeable Black Swan Event. As of last week, Obama just signed, well, this is 2016, just signed an executive order entitled Executive Order, Coordinating Efforts to Prepare the Nation for Space Weather Events. Now, he signs this on October 13, 2016, right before the elections. Why would he do that? Why would he also sign an executive order to fund all of the radicals in our country that he migrated into our country using our tax dollars to receive retirement monies from Social Security that the American people earned and give away $1 billion of our Social Security after he diverted $150 billion and gave it and handed it over to Iran for the Iran deal? Is he trying to bankrupt America and make sure that the Muslim Brotherhood countries have everything they need for their jihad? Such an executive order could cover meteor strikes, corona mass elections, CMEs from the sun, a comet, or any other space anomaly. Not a big deal, you may think. It is a big deal, because here's the bottom line. Who is to prevent Obama from either causing another nation to launch an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse weapon, or launching one of his own, a U.S.-made weapon, while he was president, taking down the grid and subsequently blaming it on CME events, such as a solar storm, courtesy of the sun? You know how they're putting up all these videos saying we have a black hole in the sun, it's a black hole in the earth. Well, who's creating a black hole in the sun? How could you even go near the sun? Seriously. Other events would include potentially man-made or generated storms, such as we know about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, HAARP, the Herald Angels Sing, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, or even volcanic activity. And since HAARP has been around, we have had unprecedented storms in America and around the world. And we're always warned that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and it's going to kill thousands or millions of people. Isn't that interesting? And there was a newspaper that I used to read, and people called it a conspiracy theory newspaper, but I was fascinated with it because they would call the New World Order and the liberals and Democrats evil ones. And they also would predict that these evil ones were plotting horrible things to happen to Western civilization, and that they were going to use technology that would create horrendous storms in America and Europe and other countries. Pretty evil stuff, huh? So if one scoffs at such, remember all that it would need is a 1 megaton nuclear kicker to set off either Yellowstone, Caldera, or the San Andreas Fault. Such natural disasters initiated by a man or genuine usually result in martial law at the state level on a regular basis, much less one that is a national in scope that Obama, when he was president and still wants to be leader of the world, it appears, as he's shadowing the president, according to the news, would jump on to enforce martial law, which is the presidential directive I told you about, that if they can create black-white tension, civil unrest, and George Soros is willing to pay protesters to create that civil unrest, but it definitely wasn't enough civil unrest for them to call out martial law during Obama's term. So they were counting on Hillary, I suppose. So they have lifted the quotas for Muslims, and they are letting and slipping on vetting them for diseases and for radicalization and background checks, and just letting them in because it's alleged that the State Department and refugee agencies are being funded and are receiving incentives for every Muslim they allow into the country, so they are allowing as many as possible to get those financial incentives, it does appear, from the allegations made that the federal government is funding them to migrate them into the USA and lifting the quotas so they are unconstrained in the numbers they bring in. That could also create civil unrest, as we see people like Linda Sarsour and other radicals speak out, such as in CARE, saying they are not here to assimilate. They are here to impose their Sharia law, which, according to our U.S. Constitution, is an act of war against Americans. And thus, these are the reasons it appears that the Democrats, Feinstein, Schumer, Pelosi, Reid, McCain, Obama, the Clintons, wanted to take your guns away, including the United Nations. And according to our Constitution, once again, that is an act of war against America and Americans, and it instructs Americans to prepare and to form a militia and have the right to defend your country. So they know that everyone still has guns. They don't know how many. So they have jihads, and there are many forms, as I said, of jihad that can take down a nation without guns. So any day we could be at war with North Korea, Iran, China, or Russia. The resulting devastation, whether a full-scale or limited nuclear war, would automatically set in motion the wheels for COG, continuity of government, and a declaration of martial law. So let me close this portion with my caveat. World War III will begin on the detonation of an EMP device or weapon over the continental United States, followed by a limited nuclear exchange and then conventional warfare. And it does appear that they are headed towards creating a World War III, whether it's with Russia, China, Iran, or all of the above. Viral or bacterial pandemic. Now, that is another topic that is going to be discussed, and it'll be jihad by disease, jihad by pandemic. And so you can see how all of this works together, that they have it well designed so that if the American people don't wake up and understand that this is a huge chessboard, and they are the evil ones are sitting around because they're so wealthy and have nothing else to do, attempting to figure out who gets knocked off the board and who can stay and who they want to push around and who they want to knock off, because who's going to do anything to them? Know that old saying, too big to fail, too wealthy to fail? Well, there is somebody, and I want you to remember this, that we are a Christian nation. We have prayer. Prayer is powerful. We can turn back to God. We can read our Bible. You don't have to read the whole Bible. You can just open it up to a verse. And you can put on the armor of God every single day in Ephesians. Read Ephesians and put on the armor of God on not only yourself, but on your family members, all of your family members, and around your home, around your car, and shield off the darts that come against you. And they won't know how you escaped all of their attempts to kill you or jail you, because in the Bible it tells you that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to do as they did to all the Christian martyrs over time. They're going to try to torture you, kill you, injure you, throw you in jail into indefinite detention. Now, if you don't think this is true, then call your congressman like I did and ask him, why is DHS under the Obama regime buying up thousands of FEMA trains that look like death trains to America? There's nothing in them. I've seen them four times. I've checked them out. There's nothing. There's no cattle. There's no vehicles. There's nothing in them. But there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them lined up. Now, Congress, my congressman and his, well, it was his staff I spoke to, first of all, didn't want to talk about it. Second of all, denied it. Then finally, I pressured them. I said, I have photos, and I checked them out, and I've seen them in two different states and four different areas. And then they finally admitted, yes, DHS under the Obama administration was using our tax dollars to buy up the FEMA trains. So then they refused to tell me, when I asked, where are they going? They didn't know. Why are they buying them? They didn't know. Where are they headed? They didn't know. What is their purpose? They didn't know. Who and what will be inside of the FEMA trains? They didn't know. Well, I think they do know. But they don't want to tell us. And then we have under the Bush and Cheney and Obama's and Clinton's regimes and the New World Order, George Soros and Kissinger and all these people that sit back there and mentor all the presidents, including President Trump. He met with President Trump and then gave us this wonderful the wonderful words about what a great job he's doing. Thank you very much. We think he's doing a great job. But it is disturbing that Soros or Kissinger meets with any president, in my opinion, knowing that their goal is a new world order and to take all freedoms, liberties, and rights away from the masses and depopulate the masses. And these people are old, so what's their point? I mean, seriously. They went through, I don't know if they went through World War I, but they definitely went through World War II. And so were they working for the Nazis? And is this the continuation of a communist agenda using the black-white tension and using the Muslim Brotherhood and the radicalized Muslims to infiltrate, invade Europe, America, and Canada? And Mexico, you know, Canada and Mexico are on our borders. So if they invade Canada and Mexico, you're talking about millions of people who are radicalized in Western civilization on the borders, not only inside of America, but on the borders. And today, with the computers and the networking going on, can you only imagine if they called out a caliphate against America, Canada, and Mexico? What it would look like? Can you imagine bloodshed on Canadian soil, Mexican soil, and American soil and European soil? And can you imagine if they used HAARP? They're already using chemtrails. They're still flying around chemtrails into our beautiful skies. And more people have, because it takes time for those chemicals for most people to get chronically ill or contract a disease or respiratory problems or Alzheimer's or dementia, that today Alzheimer's is one of the top 10 killers in the USA. How did that happen? How is it so many Americans in the healthiest country in the world who are being fed a bunch of chemicals and preservatives and poisons in their foods and drinks, contaminating the water and the soil? Can you even imagine how evil this is? Huge. It is a huge network of evil people coming against God's children. That's the bottom line. Now, we know they lose in the end, and they spend their souls are sold out to Satan, and they end up going to hell for all eternity. But in the meantime, millions of people could suffer horrendous pain, death, destruction, and lose everything. So this is why we have to understand the networking of all of the different, by design, plots and plans that are really the true conspiratorial theories that are not conspiracies at all. So that is a really huge awakening for most people, because there still are many, many liberals and Democrats who believe that these New World Order people are looking out for the environment. Well, if they're looking out for the environment, Common sense asks, why are they spraying our skies with chemicals? That what goes up must come down. And where does it come down? It comes down on the soil, in the drinking water, on the plants, on the trees, and in our bodies. Through your ears, through your nose, through your mouth, through your pores. So if they really and truly are so concerned about the environment, why are they killing everything off with chemicals around the world? Do they think they're going to escape? Do they have some special serum? They think they're going to live forever and escape these diseases and illnesses that affect human beings. I mean, David Rockefeller had like 6 heart transplants and he died at, what, 106 or something. Eventually, you're going to die. That's the bottom line. God is the supreme judge of the universe. He is the creator of the universe and of mankind. And he instructed man and woman to marry and to procreate so that there would be enough natural-born citizens within each nation to preserve their nations. But they have another jihad called Planned Parenthood and a jihad by abortion to reduce the population of natural-born Americans, and we're going to talk about that on another show as well, God willing. So just think about these things. As I said, nothing said is intended to be legal, medical, financial, or political advice, but it is a dissemination of truth, information, knowledge, education, entertainment for your own minds to expand, to research, and to look at what is happening to our country and to Western civilization and to our government. We don't even recognize the government any longer. We don't even trust the government any longer. We don't trust MSM any longer. The only person left to trust is God and yourself. That's it. You can't trust MSM. They're just arguing and they're just bantering over each other. They're not giving you any information. They're not educating you. Oh, they have to be politically correct and tolerant, and they have to spew these lines or they'll get fired. Bottom line. So, remember that it's up to you, no one else, to do your homework. And make sure that everything you say is for the benefit of God, for God's children, and for yourself, and to protect yourself and your family and your communities. Be a community leader and a community organizer. Only do it for God and for mankind. God bless you. God bless America. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. And by the way, they have. And together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you listen to Columbo Chronicles Live. So tune in and check out www.blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles and listen to each show and hopefully educate yourselves, expand your minds, and do your own homework.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.